Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the sizzling world of AI, specifically the companies making waves.
Ooh, AI. Always a hot topic, but what's the latest scoop? Are we talking sentient robots? Self-folding laundry?
Not quite, but almost as exciting. It's all about the apps, baby. Forget the complex AI models. The real action is in the companies making them user-friendly. Remember that article from Bloomberg about how AI rappers are the new darlings of Silicon Valley?
AI rappers sounds like a new diet fad.
Haha, not quite. It's a term sometimes used derisively for companies that take existing powerful AI models, like those from OpenAI, and build targeted software around them. Think of it like turning a powerful engine into a sleek sports car.
Got it. So instead of building the engine, they're designing the car.
Precisely. And it's a booming business. Companies like Harvey, focusing on legal applications, are already pulling in over $50 million in annual recurring revenue. And AnySphere, the company behind the cursor coding tool, has reportedly hit a whopping $100 million.
Wow, those are impressive numbers. But why the sudden shift? Weren't investors obsessed with the underlying AI models themselves?
They were, but the landscape is changing. Developing those models is incredibly expensive. It takes massive investment in chips, data centers, and top-tier talent. Plus, with the emergence of companies like DeepSeek, building seemingly comparable models for a fraction of the cost, the game is changing.
So it's about finding a more efficient, profitable niche.
Exactly. It's like the app gold rush after the iPhone launch. Everyone realized the real potential was in creating practical applications that made the technology accessible to everyone.
But are these apps really that revolutionary?
Well, take AnySphere's Cursor, for instance. It's supposedly the fastest-growing software startup ever, hitting that $100 million ARR mark faster than Wiz, a cloud security company previously held that title. And some big names like Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong are singing its praises. Seems like they're onto something.
I'm sold. So the next big thing in AI isn't some super intelligent robot, but a cleverly designed app that makes our lives easier. Who knew?
That's the beauty of innovation. It's often not about the flashiest tech, but the smartest application. And with AI, it seems the apps are where it's at. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show.
Goodbye.